average mature weight somewhere around 1,000, 1,100 pounds, where most crossbreds or Angus cows are probably a little heavier than that.
Noah Travers is talking about America's oldest and rarest breed of cattle, the Randall Linebacks.
These are only 2 months old.
He's the farm manager at Chapel Hill Farm in Berryville, Virginia. The 600-acre property has become somewhat of an oasis for a breed of cattle that was once on the brink of extinction. That is until Joe Henderson became interested in saving them.
If you want to lose money on cattle, and I assure you, you will lose money on cattle, you ought to use it on a cow that needs it.
He brought 25 of the critically endangered New England-based cows to Virginia, and with the help of Travers, began the slow process of growing the herd that was once credited with helping the colonists beat the British in the Revolutionary War.
And it was clear that the rarest and most needy of all of these were the Randall Linebacks. And they're American.
Now Henderson has close to 300 Randall Linebacks at Chapel Hill Farm, which is 70% of the breed's total population. He says the key to keep the herd growing and to protect them from extinction is to find the Randalls a job, a demand in the marketplace, if you will.
Our investment and our task has been to see if we can make this product into a product of worth, because it's when something's worth zero that they end up with zero.
The job he found is a culinary one. Henderson has made inroads with some of D.C.'s most elite chefs, including Robert Wiedmeyer. He's as big of a fan of the taste of Randall Lineback veal, called Ruby Veal, as he is Henderson's farming practices.
When you see the farm and, you know, get to experience, you know, where these cattle are raised and where they eat and where they drink out of that beautiful spring water, you can see why it tastes so good.
Henderson's approach to raising his animals?
Do things in a sustainable way and let, you know, cows be cows.
Meaning the Randalls roam free from field to field and eat grass, not corn. And Henderson won't have it any other way.
I think that the way in which we're approaching the production of veal and beef in this country isn't healthy, isn't yielding healthy results, and has a huge cost that's not reflected in the goods.
His foray into the local restaurant industry has helped sustain the Randalls thus far. But he says chefs alone won't save the 17th century heritage breed. Everyday consumers have to bite too.
E-commerce has to be part of the plan. Otherwise, it's not going to work. This is the test zone. If we can't make a success of this, then it's going to be really dicey for this breed. It'd be really terrific if we could save the breed and get other people interested, and to do that in such a way that we'd save the Randalls for years to come.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.